This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, April 10th. Okay, the CPI is out, and it went up a lot, more than economists expected. The overall rate went up 0.4% in March. The core rate, excluding food and energy, went 0.4%. And the annual rate of the CPI is now 3.5%, up from 3.2% in February. The core CPI is running at 3.8% annual pace. That's the same as February, just so you know. Food prices were pretty well behaved. They're only up a 0.1%. But energy prices surged 1.1%, led by a 1.7% increase in gasoline prices. Shelter costs, which is owner's equivalent rent, rose 0.4% in March. That was the same as February. But gasoline and shelter costs accounted for more than half the CPI increase. The problem we have is the CPI was hotter than economists expected. So we've had an immediate upward adjustment in interest rates and in the value of the U.S. dollar. Both have spiked. So the 10-year Treasury yield is 4.48% right now. There is a 10-year auction today. So we'll see if what the demand is. I suspect it'll go okay because that's a higher yield. But we'll see. And the other thing that's going to be going on is that the dollar is very strong. Now, a strong dollar creates cheaper imported goods, okay? And we're already getting that from, you know, China. You know, the price of EVs have collapsed because China's made too many. There's a bunch of EVs sitting on European ports right now, waiting for trucks to pick them up. But there's a glut at the European ports. Obviously, China made too many solar panels. So there is deflation out there in some parts of the economy. And but a stronger dollar is going to keep inflation pretty much in check. We want to see tomorrow with the producer price index, what are the costs of imported goods. Now, they did fall for 4 months in a row through January, but then they went up again in February. So we want to see if that wholesale price deflation returns, okay? Might be a little bit too early, but we'll see what the PPI says. Otherwise, the main issue we've got is that inflation is running cooler in Europe now than it is in America, okay? And the European Central Bank telegraphed that they would be cutting rates in June. And I thought, well, gee, that'd be good for all the central banks to coordinate their rate cuts. That way the currencies would remain pretty much in sync and everything would be all kind of hunky-dory, for lack of a better word. But now it's going to be harder for Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, to get a consensus for a rate cut in June. So the consensus on Wall Street is we're only going to get 2 rate cuts this year, and they're going to be kicking the can down the road. But that just makes the dollar stronger, and that's it creates cheaper imported goods. So it's a fascinating time we're in, and I'm very comfortable that that the stronger dollar will be deflationary longer term. I'm also very comfortable that that as earnings season kicks off here, our stocks are going to be reacting very, very well. I do want you to know, the last couple of days, it's been a mean reversion rally. The folks at Bespoke have documented that very well. Essentially, the stocks have done the best in the last couple of days, have been the weakest performers. That's why Tesla's recovering in price, because Tesla got hit pretty hard, and now it's bouncing, okay? So the mean reversion trading is going to stop as earnings season heats up. Now, the banks, which are be announcing now, they don't have the best year-over-year comparisons, and there is concern about loan loss reserves and consumer default rates and all that stuff. So everybody's going to be looking, are they going to be increasing their loan loss reserves? And but once we get through the bank earnings, and our earnings will kick off, and it should be wonderful. Our stocks have very favorable year-over-year comparisons, very positive analyst revisions recently. So I'm expecting another stunning earnings announcement season to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So hang on, enjoy the ride. The mean reversion trading that you've seen will stop as earnings season commences. I like to say that there's about 4 months a year where markets are very efficient, and that's during earnings season. The other 8 months a year, it's mean reversion trading controlled by Citadel. Citadel is the biggest market maker out there. Their algorithms pretty much put Goldman Sachs, Jefferies, Cantor Fitzgerald out of the market making business. So the Citadel algorithms, are largely mean reversion related, and they will go and hide for the next 4 to 5 weeks during earnings announcement season. Then they'll pop back again. So it's going to be a wonderful announcement season. Today's a phenomenal buying opportunity. I think in a couple of weeks you'll realize today was probably the best buying opportunity you're going to have. And so let's buy some great stocks at bargain prices right now. So hang in there, folks. I know you didn't expect the week start to April, but April is a seasonally strong month. And I think you'll see that as the month progresses. And, of course, we have very strong earnings to drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So it's Louis Navalier. I will update the podcast when the producer price index comes out. So I'll update you after that. See how wholesale prices are running and see if there's any hints of deflation in that report. So that's it. So we have a later. Talk to you soon.